There are many women out there who say that they want the baby but not the man. And a question was asked on a radio station fairly recently. If you were a man, would you allow yourself to be put in that position? My answer to that personally is, why would any man want to put himself in that position knowing the repercussions that could come? But if he doesn't know the repercussions that could come, I'm going to tell you. Let's say that you and that woman are on good terms, and let's say that she says to you, well, I'm going to have the baby. I won't sweat you for any child support whatsoever. Guess what? If she gets in a financial position where she does need financial help, let's say that she loses her job or loses everything, and I don't care if she has money like John Rockefeller, things could happen. And if she gets in a situation, as I said previously, she could go down and file child support on you. It doesn't matter if that baby is a month old, 6 months old, or even 16 years old. If she gets in a situation, she can file on you. And guess what? In many cases and in many states, they can make you pay back child support from the time that that child was born. So is it really worth putting yourself in that position? They may say that they don't want child support, but what a person says and what actually takes place are two totally different things. And guess what? If you get behind on your child support or any arrears accumulate on your case and you say, well, look, I don't want to pay, guess what? That can go on your credit report and it will stay on there for 7 years. So is it really worth messing up your financial future as well as your credit? You don't want to put yourself in that position. And plus, why would you want to deprive yourself of potentially knowing your own flesh and blood, of the opportunity to be there for his or her first steps when they go to school, and just to be there for them as a positive influence in their lives? I know there are many men who have just up and left their families, regardless of whether they were married or not, and it still happens to this very day. But I say to the men, why would anybody want to put themselves in that position to be set up for failure? It's just not worth it. And the myth is, hey, I sign away my paternity rights. Guess what? That doesn't get you out of paying child support, because the only thing that will get you out of child support in this matter is if that child is officially adopted by someone else. Then you don't have to pay the child support. And if you have it in your mind that child support automatically stops when that child turns 18, guess what? Wrong answer. If there is arrears on that case from where you did not pay, those arrears will have to be paid. They don't care if that child is in their 40s and you're in their 70s. Those arrears will have to be paid. And again, as I said earlier, if there's arrears on that case, it can go on your credit and will stay on there for 7 years. So this is not to scare anybody. It's just to give you something to think about.